At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 9 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick a topic and draft our top choices in that category. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's_A_Draft. The website will be at the end where you can see episode artwork, vote, and share your thoughts. We also have a new email address where you can email us questions, ideas, or comments about the podcast. It's lifesadraft@gmail.com. After the draft, we will play a game called Croce's Clues. So before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Spending the last week trying to control his excitement over the Sixers and dreaming up get-rich schemes that don't come with a prison sentence, J-Cat is here.
The beard is here as well, and it's a glorious thing. What's up?
I said you just got to try to plan around the shorter prison sentences.
I'm telling you what, I haven't come up with much so far, so I might have to take that into my filter.
Next, he's no Catholic, but he is participating in Fat Tuesday tonight, or as he calls it, Tuesday. Sir Dilts of Fire is here. The Chauncey shirt.
See, Surferama.
Busy losing deuce bets to Dilts and taking his oldest son to watch UD men's basketball, Shine is with us.
Blue Hens. Hey, Dilts, you're having a good hair day, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I got bounce.
I was like, did you diet?
No.
You got what?
I said, I got bounce.
Oh, bounce. Doing small house projects, ordering too much online, and looking forward to better weather, Birdo is here.
Hello, gentlemen.
Birdo means business today, boys.
Up to his neck in unsuccessful home purchasing and rhetorical research essays. Catman, how's it going?
Hopefully going up this week with the voting. Not last. Not last.
You got a better shot at getting the house.
It's rough. Market is cutthroat right now.
And I am your host, Eric. Like J-Cat, I am also hyped because of the Sixers. All I have to say is fear the beard.
Oh, God.
I also want to thank the listeners who have purchased some of our Life's a Draft merchandise. Remember, anyone can now get some stuff online. Please tag the Instagram page if you post some of your swag. It is on the website, tpublic.com. You can get items including t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, and stickers. Check for the link in our Facebook page and at the bottom of the voting page. TeePublic always runs sales, so wait for a sale to save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the 90s One-Hit Wonders draft.
I just can't wait to hear how little votes Rob got.
All right, so we have a tie for sixth place. So we'll do a tiebreaker shortly, but in no particular order.
Here we go.
Sorry, with 10% of the votes. Comments include, pick this team for having more than one song that I could listen to more than once. These lists remind me of riding the bus to school and wanting to throw myself out the emergency exit. Leave most of these songs in the 90s, boys. And Four Non-Blondes and Blind Melon are timeless. I don't know who Lil Troy or Harvey Danger are. Dilts, I'll draft there for you. Tied for sixth place.
Woo!
And tied for sixth place. Comments include, tough choice this time. You guys are getting better. And every song straight brings back memories of high school. And half of these songs, I would immediately jump up and run to the dance floor at my elementary school cafeteria dance. The best all-around team comprised of a good mix of different genres. Carson Daly presents Total Draft Live. J-Cat's team, 10% of the votes.
Congratulations, Ron.
They get hit at the bottom.
Not last.
I like it down here.
Great.
Worst the first?
Rob is so happy right now. He's not the ultimate loser.
Happy for the fourth. All right, so before we move on to fourth place, we'll do a quick tiebreaker, okay? I picked a 90s one-hit wonder, and I'm going to read the lyrics off, and the first person to name the song between J-Cat and Diltz will be the...
I already know I'm going to lose.
Fifth place. Winner.
Right. Winner. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. J-Cat and Diltz. Finally, I figured it. I figured out. But it took a long, long time. Now I'll never turn about. Maybe because I'm trying. There's been time. I'm so confused. And all my roads, well, they lead to you. I just can't turn to walk away. It's hard to say what it is I see in you. Wonder if I'll always be with you. Words can't say, and I can't do.
Enough to prove it's all for you.
It's all for you.
My sister Hazel.
I almost had to say the actual word.
No, I had to take like my earbuds out and like hum it to myself because you saying it, I couldn't get the remedy. Yeah. Oh man.
It's all for you.
Close to that, buddy.
Good job.
The internet lag messed up.
Ooh. How's last place field, Dilt?
Last place, but first place picking tonight.
Oh, man. I'll take it.
He's gonna take my 202. I know it. Won't. Good.
In fourth place, with 11.4% of the votes. Comments include, me in the 90s, it's closing time, got to find a friend and jump, still sweaty from dancing and always wanted to be a taller and a baller and always out of control like a runaway train. Dang. And two kids from Atlanta wearing their clothes backwards and made it cool. Need I say more? People still dress up like them for Halloween. Birdo's team, all regerts, fourth place.
I got no problems with it. The prep shows the results. I'm fine. I like my team.
Rob works the first. Look at him. Look at Rob right now. He's cheesing it up.
So happy.
And in third place with 12.9% of the votes. I would say these are the best comments overall. They are solid. So comments include, I saw this chick when I was in high school 20 years ago, and I said to myself, damn, baby got back. Well, I said something similar to that. That wasn't half as cool. But either way, I ended up marrying her and having three kids. And guess what? Ironically enough, she loved the song too. Bumping in my golf cart has my vote. Also, these songs make you jump out of your seat saying, oh, snap, that's my jam. I can't disagree more to that with that comment because nobody says that for like Cotton Eye Joe and but okay. And I'm always torn on how to make the picks. The team I hate the most, since the topic is one-hit wonders, and that's a bad thing, right? As my wife would say, I'm a classic overthinker. Anyway, I begrudgingly picked Jason's team. It has two hate songs that you can never get out of your head: Cotton Eye and Tub Thumping. Fun fact. Closing time was about the birth of his first child. Listen to the lyrics knowing that fact, and it's kind of gross. Shine's team, bumping in my golf cart, third place.
Bumping in my golf cart, throwback to West Bay Park. How did someone know it was my team?
Maybe they listened. Your boy, first. I know that. Maybe they listened, yeah, it's true.
Were they bumping in the golf cart with me?
Probably. He's a fellow Niners fan.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure it's his team.
Justin Potter, shout out.
So if we've learned anything since the inception of this podcast, it's that Catman and I know how to draft music. We've been first or second on all music themed drafts. With that being said, in second place with 24.3% of the votes, the comments include, these choices are driving me crazy. Ha ha ha. And no diggity, no doubt. And because you dip, I dip, we dip. Catman's team, party to go, second place.
I will take it. It is not last.
Good sign for the duo draft. Second.
Yeah.
And in first place, it's your boy. Comments included, I thought I was the only one who listens to Natalie Imbruglia. And I used to play Natalie Imbruglia CD on repeat for hours.
You were just picking also, those two comments because of what we said.
Worth that many. Also, it's in the name. and V Ice, Montel, Boss Tones, all great. Rest in peace, Biz. My team, straight fire, 31.4% of the votes.
V Ice, Montel, Boss Tones.
Congratulations,
Boss Tones.
Eric.
That's what somebody said. That's the, like, what? Mic drop.
It is, son. I tell you, we got all the goods in our draft. However, what we should have drafted. Seal, Kiss from a Rose. Send Me on My Way, Rusted Root. Macarena, Los Del Rio. Barbie Girl, Aqua. We Like to Party, The Venga Boys. What is Love, Hadaway. Bop, Hanson. Good Vibrations, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Len, Steal My Sunshine. Quad City DJs, Come On Ride It, The Train. Inner Circle, Bad Boys. The Heights, How Do You Talk to an Angel? Ahmad, Back in the Day. LFO, Summer Girls. Space Hog, In the Meantime. Us Three, Cantaloupe. This is a good one. Fushnikins with Shaq, What's Up, Doc? How do we miss it? Great song. Rock?
What's Up, Doc?
Paperboy, Diddy. Positive K, I Got a Man. That Akineli song, not going to, it wasn't necessary. Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, Deja Vu, Uptown Baby.
I love that song.
Told you about that song.
Cannabis,
Second Round KO, Soul For Real, Candy Rain. That's a good song. Third Base, Pop Goes the Weasel. I could go on. 90s hip hop has a ton of them. Marcy Playground, Sex and Candy, Achy Breaky Heart. Lisa Loeb, Stay. How did we miss Lisa Loeb, Stay? That is a great song. And we didn't even mention it. I feel kind of bad about that. The Humpty Dance. Kevin, Adina Howard, Freak Like Me.
Yeah.
Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy. Extreme, More Than Words. D-Light, Groove Is in the Heart. The Divinals, I Touch Myself. The Toadies, Possum Kingdom. And The Verb Pipe with Freshman. Be with me, Freshman.
Another Spotify list needs to be made from those songs.
True. That's true.
The reject list.
Some of those weren't one-hit wonders, though. Yeah. Some of those guys have multiple things. No, I know, but...
People argue ours, too. Right
mind is picking Mbop as top five.
I agree. I think because it was hard to come up with on the spot, I think people just thought, oh, that's a one-hit wonder you didn't name. Like, I don't think they would have drafted that, but I don't know. Maybe it was a 23-year-old girl who was 8 when that song came out. I don't know.
Bopper?
That is our target audience, 23-year-old girls.
I am no commenting on that one, sir.
They listen to this podcast a lot.
I randomly thought about girls. Like, How Do You Talk to an Angel the other day when I was in the car, and I was like, oh, that's a good song. How did that
comes on Sirius a lot, the 90s station. Yeah. I do listen to 90s Station a lot, and a lot of the songs we drafted come on. Like, one day, 3 of our songs in a row came on. I was like,
Na-na-na-na.
Any comments? Any last comments before we get drafting?
No, I'm ready to draft some duos.
Time to move forward. You're so happy to win.
Can we draft Shine and Dilts as a duo tonight? Because they are quite the combo. Quite the love-hate relationship there.
It was going to be my first pick. Stop giving away my picks.
Sorry. All right, my bad. So this week's draft is famous duos. Those things are people that go hand-in-hand together. With the first pick in the draft, Dilts, you are on the clock.
Because you lost, by the way.
First pick in the duo draft, Sir Dilts of Fire selects pizza and beer.
Wow.
Is that a duo?
That's a swerve.
No, we're talking people. We already said we can't do food. We're talking about
food. You can,
we can draft food. Yeah.
Food,
yeah.
You can draft food.
Food's what? On the table.
Food's there's, on the table. Food on the table. But pizza and beer, I don't know. I might be up for a vote. I don't know.
I'll allow it.
Pizza and beer is definitely a combination.
He's trying to lock it up. Last place again.
Why do you think I get it? Pizza Villa. Pizza Villa, yeah. Pizza
Villa.
No.
Nicola's. Frosty Mugs.
Pizza and beer. I don't think I've ever eaten pizza and beer and drank beer in my entire life together.
It's crust pretty crap. Making me thirsty.
Crust and
crap.
Crust and crap.
I like the pizza.
This is true. There is a restaurant named after pizza and beer.
Oh, yay or nay, boys?
True.
Yay.
They said yay.
Oh, yeah. Spice. Take it.
They three take
it. No, give it to them.
Get out of here. This is terrible. I already hate this trash.
Trying to win, boy.
That's terrible. We're talking people. I thought we said no food. In the whole
no, we said time. Food, but
we definitely did not say no food.
No. I only have like four foods combos on my list. So
Dills, I like your pick, by the way. I do like pizza and beer.
Don't listen to him. He's straight up last place boy all the time.
I know. I'm like,
do I want to change the
authenticity of that statement? Because he just said, let him have it. Let him have it.
Nothing to cross off my list. J-Cat, next pick.
All right. So this is a duo. It's a monster duo. Just one of the best things you could ever have together. Late night, sometimes you got a little sweet tooth craving, but you want to pretend like you're healthy. You go ahead and get the Oreos and milk, and that's a dynamite combination.
Two foods off the board. Bobby, how mad are you right now?
Very. This is not the way this is supposed to go. This is not what I planned for. This is not the way this draft is supposed to work.
I will say, I don't think anyone's going to draft more than one combo of food, but I don't know. I think once they're, I'm always only
mentioning combos, maybe combos and beers on Delta's list.
Wings and beer coming up round two.
You should be so excited.
What if Dilts drafted everything and beer, like something and beer every time? That'd be great. Golf his team beer. Name, Beer Me. All right. Next pick, Birdo.
Well, I thought this pick would be the first overall pick because it's the most popular duo of all time. I don't want it on my team, but I got to pick. No, I'm not doing it. I don't even care. I'm drafting from me, boys. I'm picking two people, characters, that started off as straight up enemies, and their friendship grew to the best animated combo of all time, Woody and Buzz. Many movies, many shorts. Do you know that kids nowadays,
you guys,
they don't think of Disney, they don't think of Mickey. Terrible. They don't think of Mickey and Daffy, they think of Woody and Buzz. They rule. Toy Story rules, Woody and Buzz. I don't care.
Yeah. I'm like running to the podium right now.
I know what you're going to pick because I was going to pick it, but I don't even care.
Running Mickey, to the
and, Mickey and Daffy, by the way.
Not Mickey and Minnie. I have to say Minnie, Donald, whatever.
That's Woody a good pick, Buzz. Bobby.
No.
On my list.
All right. Shine.
Batman and Robin. Yeah, I told you I was running.
I thought maybe it would slip. I knew it wouldn't get past Robin. Yeah,
and that was the one I was going to pick, but I don't want it because Robin's terrible. There's no good Robin.
But like,
I was going to try to maybe think Batman and Joker. Would that have counted?
Yeah.
What? They're famous enemies. There's no Batman without the Joker, son.
Duos are people that are a team.
You ever read or seen The Killing Joke?
But people reference Batman and Robin when it comes to duos. Like, right. That's his Robin. Yeah. That's his Batman.
I agree, Shine.
Like,
yeah, definitely. Yeah,
but Robin's whack, so.
They are apparently the dynamic
duo, right? The first three picks of this draft were whack.
Boy.
I need pizza and beer to deal with these inbred voters that we have every draft.
Hope they don't listen.
I might have to bleep that word, and I'll
delete
it to the imagination.
Don't insult your constituents.
You got to put your own word in these amazing listeners.
Really, Dilts, you have 10% of the vote. You have 10% of the fans in your pocket. All right. Well, Catman, I know that was definitely your number one pick if it would have slipped to you, but.
Yeah, that was my top overall, probably. I got a couple here.
I'll trade you Batman and Robin for your next three picks.
Okay.
No. Did Mark Johnson just enter the podcast?
No.
He didn't tell him why it was a good deal, though.
To say, he's got to tell him why he needs to take this deal.
I got a couple picks here that are kind of similar. I don't know who's going to be the bigger one. I'm going with Han Solo and Chewie from Star Wars.
Yep.
I thought about that, but I don't know. Chewie ain't
absolutely. They're absolutely.
Chewie ain't. No, I know there's a duo, but Chewie ain't got the goods. I mean, like, I wrote Han and Solo.
Boy.
Chewie is significantly better than Robin. J-Cat, do you Chewie. Come on, do it. Do it, J-Cat.
Yeah, someone's got it. Wow.
I have that mask. Wait,
you've been naked this whole time?
Wow, my board is wide open. All right, so I'm drafting for me.
I love this favorite movie. Me stuff. This is great.
Probably favorite movie franchise of all time. I got to take Doc and Marty. Marty McFly, Doc Brown.
That's where I was going, other than Han and Chewie, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Love those movies. Can't get enough. Wasn't able to pick them in my summer blockbuster draft, so got to take Doc and Marty. So just so you know, I have my count. My draft board broken up into categories. I got TV, which has a lot, movies, music, food, and then like books/comics. So I'm going to try to be diverse with it, but I know I'm going to revert back to some TV picks eventually. So with my second pick, first pick in the second round, give me peanut butter and jelly. Strawberry jelly. I eat it all the time. I do love it. I think it's a love-hate thing. I don't know if as many people like it as I think.
They don't.
But well,
you said strawberry jelly, first of all.
That's yeah, because that's what?
It's terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Concord grape or nothing.
See, like,
Rob, it's been nice having you on the podcast.
Yeah.
Welch's
grape. Rob puts an orange spread, yeah. Apricot.
No.
First of all, is it apricot or apricot? I want to know.
It depends where you're from. It's apricot if you're from here.
Apricot.
It's apricot if you're from Frederick.
Frederick.
When you said from here, was that like Britain? Or
It could have been Wales. Could have been Britain.
All right. I feel like some pressure's off of me. Like I got some time. Hopefully some picks come off the board and then it'll make my decisions easier. Catman, back to you.
I feel like I'm kind of like you right now. I'm a little flustered. Board's kind of wide open. Two dope boys in a Cadillac. Andre 3000 and Big Boy.
So pissed off right now.
I'm so mad. I cannot believe you just picked that.
You ain't picking Outkast, bro. Boy,
I was about to say, what's cooler than being cold?
Ice cold. All right.
Wow. I knew Rob was going to take them, but I didn't think this early.
Quem and I could be top five albums of all time for me.
Mm-hmm.
Elevators.
Now I'm extra salty. Miss Jackson, wow. Roses. So fresh.
Wow, Roses is terrible.
Spotty, Audi, Dopealicious Angel.
Players ball is unbelievable.
All the players came from far away. Women have roses.
Rosa Parks.
I thought it was braids, not afros and chains. It was afros and braids.
I think you're right.
You both said chains, is it?
Yeah. Okay. This heard lyrics?
Turtle neck and chains.
I could be wrong.
Turtle neck and chains. Turtle neck and chains.
Solid, Catman.
I cannot believe you did that, Rob. I was like, there's no way you're picking Outkast.
I'm trying to diversify.
I'm still running back to the podium.
Oh, boy.
Three music acts off the board.
My next pick, it's already in. Taking my favorite plumber, Mario and Luigi.
Ooh. Solid.
Solid.
Shine
better than solid.
Luigi's whack, though.
I get it. Yeah, I was saying Luigi's whack. You're right. I mean, Luigi's Mansion's solid, but I mean, yeah, they're a great duo. You're right. If you're voting for just well-known duos, yeah, they're on my list. Under miscellaneous.
I'm not voting for just well-known duos. I'm voting for my favorite and the best. The best.
Well, now it's my turn to pick.
All I do is win.
And I have the best duo, comedic duo of all time, because there is no one funnier than Harry Dunn and Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off. What are we doing here, man? Ant farms, murder, owls,
cross country trips,
mutt cuts,
ant farms,
Samsonite. I was way off. John Denver, big gulps, sea bass. What else you want?
The most annoying sound in the world.
Right on cue. What else do you want? Wow. Good pick.
He landed on the moon.
Good pick. I mean, J-Cat, back to you.
I'm going to go to the duo that arguably saved the Star Wars universe recently. That would be the Mandalorian and his son, Grogu.
I didn't have them on my list at all.
But I didn't think, I don't think I was going to pick it.
Nice pick.
That's wow.
Definitely Mando a duo.
Rules.
Dude, it's unreal. Like,
he rules.
You might have just snatched that from Diltz. He's definitely watching some like horse race or something on TV.
No, right? he's watching.
He's got $3 bet on it.
On Vikings.
Premier League.
He's watching Detroit Lions mock draft. Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. It's my turn, right? Tilts.
You got back-to-back picks. Yep.
All right. First pick of the back-to-back section. Give me my favorite literature duo of all time, Calvin and Hobbes.
Wow. Oh, you
deep cut.
Not a deep cut. He's got a tattoo.
Love it, Diltz.
Peeing on the Packers logo.
Pissing on the Packers logo.
Coming with a place by now.
You can put that decal right next to your Soul Life sticker.
Next pick after that.
Robbie's got to do it, right? It's got to be. There's no way it gets past three. No way. All right.
I'm not picking. Whatever you think I'm picking, I'm sure I'm not picking it because I got no idea. Give me Itchy and Scratchy.
Nice. Wow. That's a solid pick. Yeah, I had them.
They're awesome.
That's a solid pick. They fight. They bite. They bite.
The Itchy and Scratchy show.
Itchy and Scratchy land. Definitely top five episode of The Simpsons ever.
When are they getting to the fireworks factory?
That's poochy, but yeah.
That's the first thing that's ever gone wrong.
Yeah, that's such a good episode.
Please pick up your older balder, fatter son.
That's the Bort license plate episode, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Excuse me, my son is also named Bort. All right, J-Cat.
All right, so I am going to go with these two individuals are extremely talented and they're extremely funny. And they came out with a show where they did sketch comedy. And they're probably one of the best comedy duos ever. And just especially, you know, new age, I would say. And that would be Key and Peele.
You done messed up. Hey, you're on.
Mm-hmm.
You done messed up, blah and chive.
Keanu?
The college all-star game?
The latte?
The Pro Bowl? Or is it the Pro Bowl? It's the college all-star game. Is that what it is? We hate the names, all the names.
Yeah.
All right, Birdo.
We did have somewhat of a discussion about this duo, and I don't care what you say. They are a duo. They are easily the greatest musicians combination of songwriting and performing of all time. Paul McCartney and John Lennon wrote over 200 songs. They are a duo. Paul and John are a thing. Eric's putting his thumbs down. They're a duo. We can't not say they're a duo. I'm not talking about the Beatles. I'm talking about Paul and John.
I'm a Stones guy, so I'm just not going to comment.
But as songwriters, they're a duo. Bro.
Yeah, so as songwriters, I'd say if that's how we're going to present it, that's 100% correct.
Paul and John.
Lennon-McCartney.
So you got to put songwriters in front of them?
Yeah.
Parentheses, I guess.
Lennon-McCartney is all you got to write. Everyone knows what that means.
Oh, they're going to think the Beatles.
Yeah.
No, the duo is Lennon and McCartney.
Oh, baby, I can smell Jerry and George coming up next.
All right, if I just Google right now Are Lennon and McCartney a duo? What should we say?
I saw them on lists.
I mean, you can 100% also Google, like, do aliens exist? And you'll get, like, you know, I don't
aliens, man.
But, bro, if you really know about their history, they were, like, friends in middle school. And they started writing songs at, like, 13 years old. They grew up together. They did all that together. They were basically the Beatles. And then George Harrison did really step up and start making a lot of songs. And Ringo did, too. But Lennon and McCartney they changed the music forever.
All right, so I'm going to draft two non-blondes, like just two of the four non-blondes. Is that okay?
It says right here, I just Googled, are Lennon and McCartney a duo? And it says John and Paul became one of the biggest songwriting duos in music history.
Who said that?
Google.
Wikipedia.
It's just there. It's just a blurb on Google.
What about Lugal?
I need some Chernobyl. You need to wake up. Shine, you're running to the podium.
I'm out of breath. I can't run to the podium anymore. I don't know. I just feel like you guys are leaving very popular duos just hanging there. So I feel like I got to take
that. Just do it. You know you want to. Just take it.
Millions of people go to visit this duo every year. Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Whack.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Whack.
It's too f***ed about Mickey and Minnie.
Because we all go to Disney World for Mickey for and Minnie.
Yeah.
Everyone goes to Disney except for us.
Good pick, Shine.
Wait, what did Bobby just pick a minute ago?
No one remembers Bobby's first pick.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I guarantee you more people are going to Disney because of Woody and Buzz than Mickey and Minnie. Woody and Buzz are way more popular than Mickey and Minnie.
Especially with all the characters. If you yell, oh, here comes Andy, and they fall down.
No, wait, more people are going to Disney for Mickey Mandalorian and Grogu.
What's the last movie Mickey and Minnie have been in? Or show or anything?
Steamboat Willie.
Right.
I need to diversify, obviously. And I'm scared it might not come back to me because of J-Cat.
Well.
So I'm going, and Eric's going to be so mad. I'm going Chips and Salsa.
Good pick. It's a good pick. I mean, you don't have to worry about J-Cat. You just had to wait. You just had to get past me picking two picks. And you know I wasn't going to pick that.
Rob still does not understand how this draft works. He has no idea what he's picking, what order, and why.
What?
People love chips.
We got to get back to J-Cat. It's like seven picks away from right now.
Well, I also have a lot of other things I want to pick.
Yeah, that's a deep cut.
But I got two picks left. And I got my boards. I got to diversify.
All right, so I'm gonna pick a duo who your peeps may be going to Disney World because of Woody and Buzz and Mickey and Minnie, but I would say almost just as many people are going to Universal Studios to see the relationship between Harry Potter and Voldemort. They are inseparable. They are one in the same. They have always been connected. It's like the definition of a duo or like an enemy. What?
Definition of a duo or
an enemy.
True. But they're like duo enemies.
They're frenemies?
They're basically, yes. They're tied together by their story. Mm-hmm. So all you teacher peeps, feel free to cast me a vote because of Harry and Voldemort.
That's a huge pick.
They're not a duo, first off. Now, Harry and Hermione, maybe, but
that's no, you've never seen any of them. You have friends. No say in this.
If you're going to say Batman and the Joker,
they are combined more than anything else in this draft.
Okay.
Tom Riddle. Spoilers.
All right, and with my next pick, don't know what
better to take say. It now, or else I'm running to the podium.
You can have Larry and Balky.
Can run again.
I'm not going to pick him.
I took a break, though.
Of course I am. Don't be like
Put me in, coach. Can run to the podium again.
I'm ready to play.
That's all I was going to say. Give me this animated duo. Ranks up there just with the likes. If I couldn't have Itchy and Scratchy, give me the old beef and ham loving Terrence and Phillip from South Park. If you don't know what beef and ham, chicken and lamb is, please Google Terrence and Phillip, beef and lamb. You'll see them on the Ed Sullivan Show performing when they're kids. They're flappy heads. It's Terrence and Phillip. I'm taking Terrence and Phillip in the duo's draft because I got to represent South Park. Catman, you're next. Love this draft right now. We need a sixth pick.
Yeah, we're gonna have to.
St. Patrick's Day tougher.
Is that official? Six picks?
I don't know. Not yet.
No,
it changes the whole dynamic.
Please, what kind of person are you that says no?
Well, the six could just be like a bonus.
The food has thrown everything off. I've been spiraling since the first pick. I don't like it at all.
All right. I always try to go with my favorites, no matter what. So I got to go with these two pot smokers from Jersey, Jay and Silent Bob.
Nice. Silent Bob.
Nice. Clerks, Mallrats, Dogma. Ooh,
that's a good one.
Thank you. Blunt
Man and Chronic.
That pick right there just kept them out of last place again.
Kept them out, you said?
Kept them out of last place.
Jungle Love.
There's a lot of quotes and things I can't say on the pod, but I want to.
Up of them.
Snoochie Boochies.
Snack cake.
I love the pick, Cam, but I don't think it's bringing votes. I don't think anyone gives a crap about it. Same as Terrence and Phillip, but
yeah.
All right, Shine.
I don't know when I want to go food, and when I want if I want to go food last pick or food with this pick. There's still a lot of classic food duos out there. As Bobby's face is getting red with anger. All right, I'm going with it. So my food pick, even though we didn't have to pick a food, is Ben and Jerry.
Fish food is the best.
That's not a food, though. Those are two dudes. You're not picking their ice cream. Yeah. You're picking two dudes.
I think he's picking their ice cream.
I was like, whenever you hear Ben and Jerry, Johnny,
that's a singular product, though.
You're not thinking of two
dudes. Ice cream. Just saying, if you're picking a duo, you're picking Ben and Jerry. You're not picking Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Technically thinking of item. Half baked.
You about look half baked, and your logic doesn't support what you're saying. That's you can have Ben and Jerry's, but it is those two dudes from Vermont, man.
However, so in parentheses, you're gonna put the businessman.
I'll just put Ben and Jerry's. I'll put Ben and Jerry, but people are gonna assume it's the ice cream, so I don't think it's gonna hurt them.
No, everyone's thinking ice cream when they read Ben and Jerry. Unless you're G-Cat.
An American dream?
I didn't say I didn't think ice cream. I'm just saying what, you know, what the parameters of the draft said. I mean, you pushed the limits before, but, you know.
Habitual line stepper.
Mm-hmm. And then I had to check it, and then we'd be all right. Fine, if you want Ben and Jerry, go for it, man. I don't care.
Two thumbs up. Ben and Jerry.
Birdo? Fourth pick.
Now I'm hungry.
Two picks.
I refuse
left.
To pick a food pick because I just think it's lame. So I'm not going to
so
pick
angry.
What I want to do. For my final two picks, I know they're not back to back, but both of them will be two of the greatest bromances of all time. The first one, because I'm saving the fifth one because no one's going to pick that. But the fourth one will be from a great show called Community with Troy and Abed in the morning.
No way you take that.
These two guys are hilarious. They had the greatest chemistry, amazing show. They had their own fake talk show where they just talked to nobody. Their own coffee mugs.
Oh, gosh.
Of all the people in this podcast to pick that, you would have been second to last. There's no way Shine takes it, but I would never have thought that.
I had thought about it, but I didn't think anybody would know. Like,
I don't think they will.
Community is. Yeah. It's great. Outcast, it's a great pick. They're awesome.
The Outcast pick just messed me all up. I was like, I got my first two picks lined up. No one's picking that. No, I'm off the rails.
Does Woody have a last name, by the way? Woody Woodson?
Woody.
Woody the Cowboy?
Prospector Pete. All right. Wow. Solid pick. Troy and Abed.
In the morning.
All right, J-Cat.
Shoot, this is a hard one right here. So these, this is a, they were friends, and then they were frenemies, and then they were brothers, or they were stepbrothers, so to speak. That would be Brendan Huff and Dale Doback.
I don't know what that is.
Stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers.
Oh, that's their names.
I didn't know. I got to think about it too.
I'm gonna go to the Cheesecake Factory and get.
I'm thinking about the movie. It's like, oh yeah. Damn, that's a good pick.
Catalina wine mixer.
So good, he didn't even know who he was talking about.
Yeah.
Doughback.
Tilts was like, "Who is that?"
And he's
like,
world. Oh, why? Who is that? And then his next line is, "That was a great pick."
Yeah. Once I know who it was, it's like, "Oh wow."
There's another pick, like. That's a deeper cut than that pick, but I'm surprised no one's done it yet. But we'll
nobody
come back
wants
to honorable mentions.
Damn it, Rob.
But that's not what I'm saying. We'll come back to honorable mentions.
Diltz, you got your last two picks.
Oh, my God. What do I want here? Give me Rick and Morty.
There it is. Yeah, there it is, Rob. Yeah.
Rick and Morty. There it is. Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty. Look at Diltz's team. Calvin and Hobbes, believe... Itchy and Scratchy, Rick and Morty, pizza and beer.
Know what he's doing night. Next weekend.
Yeah. I'm surprised it lasted this long.
I was like, it does kind of sound like a good time. I gotta admit.
Yeah, I will. Other than Calvin and Hobbes, I'll. No thanks.
Jimpy and Jimpy.
Seriously?
I just don't. I never read any of it. I'm not hating on the pig. I just doesn't tickle my fancy. Plus, the inclusion of like the peeing like thing that we talked about earlier is just so like trash ball, like dirt crud. I just don't.
You know that's associated like,
with Calvin Hobbes. Why do you have the Dallas Cowboys right? on your car?
What else?
You know those pissing stickers are not like legit.
I know that.
Okay. I just thought you were like, stickers. I hate it because of those stickers. They're just trash.
They're not official Calvin Hobbes trademark logo.
Like, maybe you should read the book because it has nothing to do with the pissing sticker.
That's all they do is pee on things.
Yeah, you tell me that wasn't like the last page of every story. And they were like,
all right, Derek needs to Photoshop Calvin peeing on the Life's a Draft logo.
Wow. That would be our number one seller.
All right, I'm back to back again. Give me let's finish it out. Let's finish this pizza and beer and binging of animation and reading Calvin Hobbes with Bender Bending Rodriguez and Philip J. Fry.
Who is that?
Futurama.
Has the Cartoon Network fan base locked up.
Oh, great pick.
I was waiting for someone to say something else.
Futurama rules.
It's coming back.
I know.
All right, J-Cat. Might have stole your last pick.
I am torn, much like
that's tough.
Really, yeah, it really is. So are we going to do a sixth round?
No.
Okay.
I have 22 people. I have 22 things still on my list.
Oh, all right. So I'm going to go with a alcoholic concoction that will take you to wondrous places.
No.
And that would be Jack Daniels and Coke.
I almost took that.
Considered it.
Not gin and tonic. Does anyone actually drink that?
No.
Don't you do?
Mm-hmm. I've had it before.
What, gin and tonic or Jack and Coke?
Jack and Coke.
I drink both of those.
I love Jack and Coke. I do.
I'm not hating. I just didn't know if any of you.
You gotta use this gin for your next gin and tonic.
You like? Oh, yeah. Like, what do you think about Bombay Sapphire? That's my favorite.
Oh, it's good. This one, the Tanqueray Rancour, mm-hmm. has like a lime infusion or whatever.
So that's like awesome.
Is that from Tatooine? The Tanqueray Rancour?
Is it from the waters of Lake Minnetonka? Why? You're telling me gins taste different?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Like, they taste like pine trees. All pine trees. That's all it tastes like.
Well, you got mixed with tonic water and add a lime.
Douglas fir. Tonic and club soda is awful. With that being said, Birdo, are you taking your doctor buddies or your police detective buddies?
Ooh, my fake doctor's real friends, as they have their own podcast. This bromance started on screen and became a real life bromance. They have a fake dog that they parade around the apartment being rowdy. They say, Eagle! They have a song called Guy Love between two guys. And their names were said so much together that someone thought it was one person, Turk and JD. They thought it was an Indian person. Scrubs. Turk and JD from Scrubs are hilarious. That show is great and did not get enough attention like it should. And those two guys are hysterical together. Zach Braff and Donald Faison. JD and Turkleton.
So what am I putting? Turk and JD, Scrubs, or
Turk and JD? That's what people know them at.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure. Just wanted to clarify.
Guy love between two guys.
Wow.
Speaking of guy love, Shine.
I don't know how to. Response
I'm just kidding. Shine, your last pick in the duo's draft.
It's gonna be my team name. They're all guys. Guy love.
It could just be bromance because you're bro.
Bromancing the stone.
In parentheses, guy love bromance.
Birdmance.
I know we talked about it before we started recording, but I'm going to take it because they're a good duo. Chandler Bing and Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah, they're hilarious. Could I be wearing any more clothes?
Oh my gosh.
Can we go through a draft without drafting something from Friends?
Sure.
Like seven episodes. Cool. And I like the show, so I'm not,
I don't think it's a good show.
Pretty wild how it comes up.
No, it shouldn't have been the first pick in the 90s.
Apparently it should have been second place.
That's true.
He doubled your votes.
Dang,
Cammy. You got music, you got movies, you got
people
food.
Wanted the dip skyrocketed. Rob Freak Nasty.
And y'all do it right. What you thinking, Catman? TV, books,
check them out.
You got no comics, Catman.
I know. I can't go music again. And this one pick will be a little too similar to my first pick.
What, Poe and BB-8?
No. these two are completely interchanged. Not interchanged, they're interlocked together. They're fates together. Rocky and Apollo Creed.
Say Rocky and Adrian.
Yeah, I guess they are pretty good.
I mean, he fights him in two movies, and then he trains him to be Clubber Lang, and then he literally takes his son in the other two movies and trains his son. So true. I don't know how of them. Harry Potter and Voldemort are any different than or any
what
worse
about Rocky?
Than
what Rocky about Rocky and Mick?
Apollo.
Rocky and Mick could be a duo too.
You're right, movies versus five. I mean,
gonna eat lightning. Eat thunder and crack lightning.
Five movies of what?
How about Paulie and the Robot?
Wow.
Which Stallone edited out of the new cut of Rocky IV.
Ah.
Oh, speaking of, Happy birthday, Jay Pat.
Happy birthday, Butler.
Wow. I was going to say they made a figure of that. I didn't think you had it. Do you have more than one of those? Like, give all the
ones? That's the only one I got.
So you either bought it because you thought it was jerk or it was like clearance.
No, I bought it because it was jerk.
Wow.
I got What's it his at name? Yesterday's Fun. Sicko.
Wow. Happy birthday, Paulie, it says. The robot from Rocky the birthday IV. Hat. Yeah, it's funny.
How is it within an arm's reach of his computer screen is the real question.
It's always like a bulletin board.
Back he's here. In his peace room. All right. I am so don't know where to go. I will say I should have picked Beavis and Butthead instead of Terrence and Phillip. Probably more votes there on my list. I'll just go through some honorable mentions and then pick my last pick. I don't know. Sherlock Holmes and Watson. The BBC show is pretty great. Plus the stories and stuff. Good duo. Ren and Stimpy, Finn and Jake, Mordecai and Rigby, all animated duos. Walter White and Jesse Pinkman. I'm like so close to picking. I'm like, Sam and Frodo, Wayne and Garth, Spaghetti and Meatballs, Salt and Pepper. Not the duo, like Salt and Pepper.
That's a Skating Ring song.
Not Salt and Pepper.
He's talking about the actual condiments.
I'm talking about the condiments, Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper Kid.
Because technically the three ladies were in that group because Spinderella was in the back.
Spinderella. She was the
talking about T-Boss one too. Left eye.
No, I'm talking about
Chili.
Oh, TLC.
All right. I really want to take Harley Quinn and Joker. I just a pillow and a blanket.
That was my honorable mention.
I'm taking
a pillow as a blanket. Raise your hand.
No, but holding a pillow while you sleep is kind of comforting. All right, so I'm down to my last two. I have two rap groups, and they're both duos. J-Cat, I can't pick our band, our favorite, just because no one's going to know who it is. But Run the Jewels
is off the chain.
If you don't listen to RTJ, you got to. So I'm going to take my favorite probably of all time. Give me Method Man and Red Man.
Yep, Month of the Man.
Blackout album. Just their How High, the movie. Not How High 2 with like Little Yachty or something, but How High the first one. Method Man and Red Man. Mm-hmm. I got some voters that are probably bringing some votes. So I already named my honorable mentions. We'll go backwards. Rob?
I got Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. White Man Can't Jump Rules. Money Train.
Wow.
Wildcat.
Wow.
Awesome. Will Smith and Carlton Banks from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Kirk and Spock. That was too close to Han and Chewie, so that's why I couldn't pick them.
You love Star Trek. I get it.
I do. I mean, J-Cat. Peanut Butter and Chocolate together. Yeah. I mean, that was way too easy. Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, 1998 home run race.
Did you know it was Bash Bros? Let's bash.
Everybody was watching TV. Like it was, there was like special report. Mark McGwire is up to, you know, it was unbelievable. Lee and Carter from Rush Hour, the Rush Hour films, pretty good duo.
You want some Mushu?
You hungry? Salt and Pepper. I had like Tim McGraw and Faith Hill for some reason because they're like
for some reason
country music like royalty and they so they rule. Jay-Z and Beyonce too, but we had talked about that earlier. Those are my honorable mentions. And I was coming back Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly,
that was on
like, their movies together, like that's why I was coming away with Jake out the step really thing. But
yeah, that's true.
Shake and bake. I'm surprised Bill didn't pick that.
Shake and bake.
Shine, if you're not first, you're last. Shine, your honorable mentions.
Well, and have to reach out there and just say Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Although I didn't want to actually draft them because I didn't want to give Dilt a chance to nix it. What else was there? Thunder and Lightning, by the way. Can't have one without the other.
True.
Kiki Barber and...
and who?
Brandon Jacobs?
No, yeah, was it? No.
It was Brandon Jacobs, yeah.
And Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Oh, wow. They're going to say Chip and Dale. But you said something way, way, way worse.
Fix her upper, man.
HGTV, boy.
Shiplap.
Magnolia for life.
Right.
Zombie House Flippers. Any more, Sean?
Nope, I'm good. You took a few of mine.
I did leave a lot. Sorry.
Pillow.
Yeah, you took a bunch of mine. So here's my remaining list. Phineas and Ferb. You already picked them in another draft. Simon and Garfunkel. Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. Rocket, Raccoon, and Groot. Kornheiser and Wilbon. Frodo and Sam. And Baymax and Hiro Hamada. Love that movie.
Oh, I forgot Red and Gold. Go Niners.
I was like, what does that mean? And I was like, oh. And I was just...
Black and yellow.
I know.
Right on to J-Cat. J-Cat, honorable mentions.
Yeah, I almost went with Master Chief and Cortana from the Halo games. I really wanted to do that, but I didn't think a lot of people would understand that. Peacemaker and Eagly. If anyone hasn't watched Peacemaker.
Nice.
I just didn't think anybody would, you know, like, it's kind of new.
Eagly is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's nuts.
He hugs.
Yeah, he does. Who hugs an eagle? Andy Dufresne in Red from Shawshank
Redemption. I had that too.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And then
Fort Hancock, Texas.
He came out keen as a whistle on the other side.
Yeah. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Cheech and Chong. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Stockton and Malone, a real duo.
Yeah.
Ooh. Shots fired.
And then
Jeff Hornacek.
And then Norman Cliff from Cheers.
Good call on the Cheers.
There's no shots fired. Somebody has trophies, multiple, and somebody has none.
The Andy and Red pick, that would have been a good addition to anyone's team.
That's a movie I can, like, it can be like 22 minutes left in the movie, and I'm going to watch what's left. You know, if I flip it on, man.
Solid. Diltz, you got any honorable mentions?
I don't think they're going to throw up any roadblocks for an old crook like me.
Somebody mentioned this earlier, and I didn't even think about it, and I'm kind of sad I didn't, but I'll say it. I don't Tim Allen, Al Borland.
I don't think so.
You look like Al Borland.
I don't think so, Diltz.
David Spade, Chris Farley.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but that's really one move. Black Sheep's terrible, and Tommy Boy's great.
Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah.
I got instead of Itchy and Scratchy, I could have picked Lenny and Carl.
Anyway, Patty and Carl Selma
for that matter. If I did a Star Wars pick, it probably would have been R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Mm-hmm.
And I got marijuana and reggae music was on my list. Charlie Day and Frank Reynolds.
Wow, Charlie and Frank is a solid combo. I just started listening to their podcast. Not those two, but the three guys from Sunny. They have a podcast. So,
and then my final two honorable mentions, in light of current events, Ukrainian President Zelensky and Balls of Steel. And Billy D. Williams and Colt 45.
Diltz, bring in the fire with Diltz, while you're on the subject of your honorable mentions, aka your worst picks, why don't you go right into your worst duo? Do you have a worst duo?
Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. No, I actually didn't.
I actually didn't
even think about that. So if you can come back to me, I can probably think of something.
All right. I mean, that makes sense, though, because you're a big Pistons fan. Like, they were right. I mean, like, I wouldn't – it's not a terrible pick, but – all right. J-Cat, do you have a worst duo?
A couple, actually. Lamb and tuna fish.
What? Lamb and tuna? From Big Daddy.
That's an American analogy. Millie Vanilli. Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
Tango and Cash.
Wait.
And
Tango and Cash rules.
Wait, Tango and Cash, is that a Kurt Russell movie?
It's Stallone, right?
Stallone, yeah.
Stallone and Russell.
Kurt Russell. It needs a rewatch.
Yeah,
it needs a rewatch, J-Cat.
It's almost as good as Harley Davidson in the Marlboro Man.
J-Cat, we are going to Pizza Villa this summer, and we're going to watch both those movies at Derek's. He doesn't know
on your phone.
Do it. No. Yes. Yeah.
At Pizza Villa.
All right, I'm down with it.
Can you add me to this? Can you add me to this? You said Pizza Villa. I want it.
Cold beer, guess. What? They should be a sponsor.
Real. I need to reach out. Free onion.
I'll make them pay me in cash only.
If you could sit there at the bar, I would try.
So you looks, might be able to.
There's a bar?
Shortly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a counter.
It's the coldest beer
in town. When you go in and walk to the left, that's like
I thought that was part of like a different place.
No, that's the restaurant.
That's the sit down.
That's the villa. The right hand side is the pizza.
There's a bar. And then there's like sit down places. At least
right, I don't care enough. All right,
it's been closed due to COVID.
JK, you have any more honorable mentions? I'm sorry, you have any more worst picks?
Another worst pick would be.
I thought it was right a single worst pick.
Nope. Yeah. Democrats.
All my stuff.
Democrats and Republicans right now are ooh, all that terrible.
That's a winning worst pick right there.
All right, Birdo.
I didn't put too much thought in this. I've already talked about this before. Scooby and Shaggy, they're just terrible. Just
no, they're not.
It's the worst. Yeah, because Delta wants reggae music and pot. Scooby,
Delta, you Shaggy are Shaggy. Are obnoxious. Delta, I should throw this chin scrubble in, but you're Shaggy.
Yeah.
Let me get a Zoinks.
I can't do a Zoinks, so I can't. Not like him.
Let me hear it.
Like Zoinks, it. Scoob. Zoinks.
I can't do it.
All right, Catman.
I didn't really think about worst, but the first one that came to my head, just thinking about it, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. I was like the worst two people ever, and I was like, they're broken up, so I don't ever have to worry about them again.
You're but definitely together, a duo.
They were awful for me.
Yeah,
goats for sure. Not Hayden. But off.
So I have another rap duo. Anyone care to guess who the worst rap duo of all time is? They wear clown makeup on their face.
Oh, that would be Insane Clown Posse.
The Insane Clown Posse are awful.
You can't go to Midway.
How do they work?
You can't go to Midway ever again.
I don't need to go to Midway ever again. Give me Milford Movies 9 all day. I don't need the Pizza Villa in my life. I don't need Fire Mountain Golf. Coming.
Yeah, boy.
Jugglers are coming.
I don't need that fax machine store or whatever that place is, like 1-800-FAX-ME or something. Java Bytes. B-Y-T-E-S. Yeah, no thanks. Insane Clown Posse, straight up trash. Dilts, did you think of one?
Yeah, we just said that, and somehow I thought of this. I think they're TikTokers, those island boys.
Island boy.
Like, and I looked them up the other day, and they're worth like $2 million or something. And then, like, they don't even make any sense. They're just that's like blah 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 island now. Boys. It's just like they look like they got meth teeth or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Look yeah. like clowns.
I guess I'm that old man shouting, get off my lawn, because I don't understand the use anymore.
I don't think anybody does.
Well, no one likes them, Gilt. It's a joke.
Why are they worth so much money? Apparently because somebody does.
They're a train wreck, and people have to stare at them and just shake their head, because they them island boys.
I'd say we have a pretty solid draft, top to bottom. A lot of TV, a lot of iconic picks. Any last words before we move on to Croce's clues?
Yeah. What if he shot you in the face?
So risk we're willing to take.
All right. So we're going to play Croce's clues. And I threw a little wrinkle in this week's version. So there's only two episodes left this season. So there's only two more Croce's Clues because we're going to have a new game next season. So I'm going to give you clues about a famous sports duo. They're all sports related. The clues I give you are going to be about one of the duo. You have to name the other duo. You can't say the name of the person I'm giving the clues about, or you that doesn't make you're out. Okay. So you have to kind of flip your mind and say, okay, name the other person.
So for example, if you do Brady and Belichick and you're given Brady clues and somebody says Brady, they're out.
Yes, that is correct. Number one, sports duos. 8 seasons and 3 championships together. Average 23.7 points per game.
Dwayne Wade.
No, out. Played for 6 teams. Nickname, the Diesel.
Kobe Bryant.
That is correct.
Wow.
The clues were about Shaq. Kobe Bryant.
I picked the Robin wrong teammate.
Robin to his Batman. LeBron and Dwayne win 3 championships. You kind of agree. Good try. Number two. 7 seasons together, 2 championships. Flightless birds. 690 goals. Super Mario.
Yarmir Yager.
That is correct. Yarmir Yager to Mario Lemieux. All right. Number three. 31 years together. Over 20 championships. Spider tattoo. Oh, what a rush.
Animal.
Is incorrect.
Hawk.
That is correct. Animal had the spider tattoo on his head. The answer was Hawk.
Don't even know who that is.
No,
Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors.
That's the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors.
But I thought one of them said, oh, what a rush. I thought that was always
that was Hulk. Just their – well, he might have said it, but that was like their catchphrase. Okay. But Animal had the spider tattoo. Yeah, I see what you're saying, J.K.
No, you're right. I mean, despite – yeah, spider – no, it's no controversy, but I thought Hawk always said, oh, what you're a
right.
rush.
He did. You're right. But Rob gets the point. Number four. 4 seasons together, 0 championships. This guy won a Heisman, the NCAA championship, Super Bowl MVP, and NFL MVP. Hit 145 total touchdowns, and he was a Tecmo Bowl powerhouse.
Marcus Allen.
Incorrect.
Bo Jackson.
That is correct. I was talking about Marcus Allen. Bo Jackson is the partner. Marcus Allen was the one who won all that stuff and had all those.
You're absolutely correct.
It's that brain trick. JK could be running away with this thing. Oh, here's a great one. Ready? Sports duos. I have a feeling Rob's all over this one. 11 seasons together, 7 medals won, 112 match win streak. Won twice as many matches together as anyone else in sports history. Incorrect.
Venus Williams.
Incorrect. Beach volleyball queen.
Misty May.
Incorrect.
Gabrielle Reese.
Incorrect. Who is the partner of what Rob said?
I know it now because I thought you went one way and you went the other.
But all the clues were kind of about both of them, so it was a 50-50 shot. Does anyone know who Misty May's partner was?
I don't know who Misty May is.
Beach volleyball queen, son.
Yeah, I kind of figured you were going for that duo, but I knew neither of their names before he said Misty May.
Say it, Catman.
Carrie Walsh.
Carrie Walsh. Yeah. Carrie Walsh and Jennings.
Misty May beasts. Trainer.
Yeah, beasts. I would have accepted that. Carrie Walsh or Carrie Jennings. No point.
I thought when you were like, oh, you're going to like, so I was like, oh, it's, I'm going Misty May.
Yeah. True. Threw you off some. All right.
will be awarded no points.
If not have mercy, on, mercy your on your soul.
Demolition. The same thing.
All right, number six. One guy introduced the other in college to apple pie and ice cream. Six seasons together, one championship. Houston, the Glide.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
I got Birdo coming in first. Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yep.
Clyde Drexler introduced him to apple pie and ice cream. And they played in college at Houston and in the NBA together in Houston.
Pie slamma jamma.
Yeah. Number seven, 12 seasons, four championships. During their time together, he was number one in home runs. That's a great
Mark McGwire.
Incorrect.
Jose Canseco.
Incorrect. He loved to eat two uncooked steaks smothered with a whole bottle of chili sauce. The Great Bambino.
Mickey Mantle.
Incorrect.
Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig.
That is correct. Ah. Jones. Lou Gehrig, right before Shine. Lou Gehrig. Oh, man. I think Owen knows. Owen goes, doesn't he have a disease named after him? Somehow he knew that. I'm like, yeah, I don't know why, though. Like, was he the first to have one? I don't know. Good question. All right, number eight. 10 seasons together, four championships. 199. Ageless wonder.
Rob Gronkowski.
That is correct. The NFL GOAT was the last clue. Tom Brady. So Rob Gronkowski is the duo.
199 was the hint there.
That was your Brady hint?
Yep.
Good pickup, Sean. All right, number nine. Four gold medals. 63 junior tournament wins. Fewer head-to-head and Grand Slam titles. And older sister.
Venus.
Serena Williams.
Serena.
All right, Rob was wrong. He said it first, but he was wrong.
Yeah.
And Serena, Bobby snuck it in there. He said the whole name faster than J-Cat and Shine.
I don't think I said Serena Williams. I said Serena. But
you said Serena. That. You're right. And number 10. Eight seasons, three championships. NBA father. Washington State Cougar. And Splash Brother.
Steph Curry.
Clay Thompson.
Birdo. Clay Thompson was the person. Clay Thompson was the person I was talking about. Steph Curry is the answer.
What was Splash the NBA Brother. Father clue?
Delker.
Okay, I got it.
Both of their fathers played in the NBA, honestly. Yeah, Both of their fathers played in the NBA. So, yeah. So, boys, that was the Croce's Clues. J-Cat with one, Catman with one, Shine with two, Dills with one, and Birdo with four. Ooh, that's going to pull the final standings. I can tell you Birdo and J-Cat are awfully close for the total tally for season two.
So does that pull me out of the basement?
I don't know. You only got one more vote.
What did you get, one?
Two. I think you had 5.5 in total in 9 episodes. So 5.5 out of 90, not bad. All right, boys. Time to wrap up the duo's draft. Parting words. Shine, any parting words in the duo's draft?
I never got to share my least favorite duo. So I'm going to use this time for that. And it was Kermit and Miss Piggy, because Miss Piggy is super annoying.
I agree. She's terrible. Wait, you didn't get to share your worst, or you're saying you just didn't get to share your, like,
I didn't get to share my worst, but that's okay. I was letting it go because I knew I was going to have this moment of time to share it then. And you were in a good flow. I didn't want to mess up your flow.
Thanks, Sean. Dilts.
You got last. You're not surprised. We know. Move on.
Yeah. Next. Whatever.
He's got nothing to say, as usual.
Zoinks. J-Cat.
This is not just the 12 Miller Lights talking. I really like my team. I think that is a solid team. So,
what are the Miller Lights saying then?
Miller Lights are saying I gotta piss.
on a Dallas Cowboys sticker
logo. New Orleans Saints.
True. Catman.
Don't underestimate the power of chips and salsa.
Ah! Always brings like a something fire at the end. It's just off the cuff. No qualms. And Birdo?
I am not happy with the way that this draft started. I am not happy with the way this draft ended. I do not like the fact that you have food on your teams, and I was not picking mac and cheese on sheer principle.
Oh, but man, you...
I do think my team rules. Everyone on my team rules. You know, I'll leave you with Psalm 42:5.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast and thanks for listening.
Don't forget to check out the new website. Let me spell that out for you. It's CROCE122.WIXSITE.com/LADP for Life's a Draft podcast.
The way your rant was going, I was like, damn, I should have drafted green eggs and ham.
Milk and cereal. Pizza and beer is not a famous duo.
Okay,
chicken and beer?
Chicken and waffles? I don't care. It's the first pick in the draft. It doesn't even apply.
Pizza and beer is a f-ing duo, okay?
Yeah, you don't run in the right circles.
More. Get out more.
Maybe at Pizza Villa with some Juggalos.
My only comment with the pizza and beer is you don't mix the two together like every other food duo that was selected today. Peanut butter and jelly, you're putting them together. Can't think of the other ones that are out there.
Well, a lot of the other duo people or characters aren't boning each other either. They're just hanging out together, you know, like pizza and beer.
Perfect analogy. Perfect comparison.